Hello， 大家好，祝大家2025年新年快乐。我是 Jenny， 感谢你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and that's right, happy 2025. Today we have a really fun episode about an awesome book.
对，这是一本英语的畅销书，然后呢，它也被翻译成中文，在全世界销量都很好。这本书的名字就叫做
Atomic Habits，
原子习惯。那这本书的作者 James Clear 呢，他说，就像原子一样，虽然每一个都很小，但是它们聚合起来的力量是非常大的。所以在我们要养成一些好习惯，去掉一些坏习惯的时候，我们也应该用这样的一个思路去进行。
Yeah, it's all about taking little tiny steps, incremental steps, right? And getting remarkable results from all that effort.
对，好，那今天呢，我们就希望分享一个啊，我觉得也是很适合在一年开始的时候跟大家分享的这个话题。那希望这本书里的我们今天选择的十点建议吧，也能给你2025年想要建立一些好习惯起个好头。
All right, let's jump in.
其实这本书的第一条建议是很多关于习惯养成的畅销书都非常强调的，是吧？就是你不要想一口吃成个胖子，但是小的一些改变积少成多。
That's right. He calls this first point the power of tiny gains.
Tiny 比 small 还要小，但是呢，这本书的作者就说，即使它很小很 tiny， 你也不要忽略它。Tiny gains， gain 就是你获得的一个东西，对吗？
Yeah, a gain is something you get, something you gain, something you acquire.
对，他说即使你所获得的这一些进步，这些 improvements, progress, 看起来很小，但是呢，很重要的一点就是他们要非常的 consistent, 能够一贯持续下去。
Yeah, as long as you're consistent, right, those little gains will compound over time, and then that way they'll add up to a really big difference.
对，所以你刚刚用了一个很好的词啊，叫做 compound, they will compound over time, 意思就是他们会复合叠加起来。
Yeah, very similar to just combining, right? They compound, they add on top of each other.
没错。好，那他的第二点建议呢，非常的值得我们思考啊，就说的是虽然我们要养成一个好习惯，我们会有目标，但是你千万不要只 focus on your goals, instead you need to focus on
Systems.
就是你要通过什么样的一些体系架构来达成你的目标。
Yeah, it's like, well, you could have goals and they help with direction. If you don't focus on those systems, right, you might be using a bad system. So you want to focus on the systems that you're using to achieve your goals.
对，他的建议就是不要停留在表面，要找到背后的逻辑，要找到你要干什么样的事情，要设计什么样的这种 system 系统体系，才能帮你达到你最后的目标。 OK， 那他的第三条建议呢，就是说到对任何你要做一些行为上的改变啊，他有四条非常重要非常简单的定律。
That's right. We have the four laws of behavioral change.
Okay, 这里说到的 laws, 它不是一条法律。
Yeah, we're not talking about like the police or the government. These are laws you must follow, right? It just means like a rule.
但是呢，当我们用到 law 这个词的时候，它比 rule 就是更加的固定，就是是一种定律，对吧？Rules 可能是 apply to one situation, don't apply to another. 但是当我们说到 the laws of something, 就是 they don't change, they're constant.
Yeah, that's right. A law is usually something you can't change, right? It's something that underlies everything else.
对，就是背后的底层逻辑啊。好，那么四条这个行为改变的定律是什么呢？
So in order to build good habits, you follow these rules. You want to make them obvious.Attractive, easy, and satisfying.
就听起来真的很 obvious. 你会觉得还用说吗？但是因为我觉得很多时候我们要养成一个好习惯是很难的事情，然后呢我们就天然的会觉得说，我就要 you know, I have to use my willpower, 我就要吃苦， I have to endure. 但我们反而就忘记了说 No, I need to sit down, design a system, 然后 to make these things很显而易见，然后对我来说有吸引力，对我来说比较容易上手，然后呢也可以给我带来满足感。
Yeah, exactly. This fits in with the building a good system, right? This idea that if your system has these motivations built into it, then it's going to make learning these new habits much easier.
对，所以像要把一个大的目标 break down into small milestones, 小的这种阶段性，然后就不断的就会 get 一些 you know, satisfaction, 就像我们学英语一样。
Yeah, I think this next one applies to English learning as well. So for number four here, we have identity-based habits.
Oh, identity 就是身份。然后呢 ,identity-based 就是基于身份。所以这里说到的就是很多时候我们想养成一个习惯，那是因为这个习惯它是透视着一种身份的投射。所以这里作者就说，如果你想养成一个习惯的话呢，你要先想一想说，这是不是在表明你想成为什么样的一个人，对吗？
Yeah, that's right. This is all about shifting the focus from those outcomes and figuring out kind of how you can incorporate these habits into your identity. That way it will become sustainable, right?
Okay, 所以呢这个 sustainable 意思就是持久的可持续的。因为如果你想养成一个好习惯，它只是一个很浅表的东西，那也许这个习惯就不会跟随你很长的时间，就很容易你就 drop this habit, 就不做了，对吗？但是如果你能深层次的就说，哦，我想养成这个习惯，是因为我对那样的一种身份有一个认同，我希望更让自己变成某种样子，这样你的习惯和你的身份，他们就可以对齐。那对齐英文怎么说呢？
We could call that align or to align.
Okay, so the author is arguing that by aligning your habits with your identity, 你的这个 habit change, 它也会更加 sustainable, 更加的长久。
Yeah, that's right. If you embody this identity of the person you want to become, you're going to be much more successful. It's going to become a part of who you are and really align with who you are.
嗯，好的，那接下来今天第五条的这个习惯养成好建议啊，非常的短。
Yeah, this one's really simple. The 2-minute rule.
哦，两分钟规则。那这里你可能会想，他为什么不说 the 2 minutes rule 呢？而是用 the 2 minute, 没有那个 S.
Yeah, here we're describing the rule, right? So it's a rule about 2 minutes, so it's the 2-minute rule, like an adjective.
Okay, 对，所以虽然两分钟是这个分钟应该是复数，但这里呢，我们把分钟作为形容词用啊，所以就不要加 S. 那这个 2-minute rule 就跟前面说到的那个习惯养成的四个定律很像嘛，就是要把一个大的东西把它切成小的容易上手容易去完成的一些小动作。
Yeah, you want to take these habits that, you know, might be kind of intimidating and you want to scale them down into a small 2-minute version.
Okay, so to scale something down 就是 make it smaller to reduce it, 是吧？
Yeah, the opposite of what you hear in the tech world, the professional world about scaling up businesses, right? You don't want to scale it up here. You want to scale it down into a simpler, easier version.
对，刚刚 Jason 说的那个 scale up 确实是在商业领域啊，是在你要去增长一个业务的时候常常听到的，要规模化 to scale something up. 但是这里 we want to do the opposite, 因为呢我们希望把一个东西变成这个两分钟的你可以完成的事情，这样会让你自己觉得阻力小一点，会让你觉得没有那么可怕。
Yeah, that's right. Doing it this way, like, reduces the resistance, right? Internally, you have to doing it. If it's only going to take 2 minutes, that's much easier to do it consistently, right?
对，所以 resistance, or if you're resistant to doing something, 意思就是你会抗拒。比如说健身，像我真的不是一个天生爱运动的人，所以呢，我就非常去喜欢去 follow 一些，他可能整个的运动有十分钟或者二十分钟。但是在那一整个长视频里面呢，它就分解了很多组的小动作。So each movement is only about 30 seconds. 我那更短，30秒。但问题就是你要 consistent, 就是你不能说我今天做30秒，今天两分钟就完了，就是你要把它加起来，就前面说的要 compound them, 对吧？
Yeah, exactly. You might think, oh, 30 seconds, that's not going to do much, but you can finish it in 30 seconds. So it's something you can always do, right? And if you do it consistently, yeah, that will compound and you'll see results.
对，好，那接下来的这条建议呢，就说到了当我们要养成一个新习惯的时候，其实你一些现有的老习惯会帮助你。
Ah, this one's cool. This one's called habit stacking.
Okay, stacking 就是把一个东西叠加到另外一个上面。所以我们这里说的就是我们把一个新的习惯叠加到我们现有的一个习惯已经在做的一件事情上。
Yeah, habit stacking here is basically like multitasking. You're finding ways to kind of integrate your habits into your other habits and so that you can associate them together.
对，比如说我经常会看到我们的听众留言说，诶，我是早晚刷牙的时候在听你们的节目学英语，或者我是健身的时候，我是做家务的时候，那这一些事情就是我们原来已经有的比较固定的一些习惯嘛。所以当你把一个新的习惯，比如说练英语听力学英语叠加上去的时候， So you're leveraging the existing habit. 然后呢，这个作者还说它不光是利用啊 ,leverage 现有的习惯，它其实是在大脑里面利用我们现有的一些神经通路。
Yeah, in our neural pathways. So there's actually like science behind this, right?
对，就是说你大脑的神经已经现在非常适应我每天会刷牙，对不对？我会做家务，或者我会通勤上下班。然后这个时候你就想想看，有什么我新想养成的习惯是同时可以做的啊，就 Jason 说的 multitasking。
Yeah, it's almost like the new habit is piggybacking along the back of the other habit, right?
对，那个词也很好 ,piggybacking, 就是到一只猪的背上嘛 ,piggyback.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange expression when I think about it.
对，但很可爱啊 ,to piggyback on your existing habit. 好，那我们今天还剩下最后的四条建议。So Jason, what's this next one?
All right, so for number 7, we have environment design.
我们这里说的呢不是地球这个大的环境，更多说的是你自己的这个小环境。
Yeah, we're talking about the house you live in, your office, wherever you may be trying to achieve these habits.
对，那这个作者就说到，很多时候当我们要养成一个习惯，比如很多人说，哦，我睡前不想要滑手机，那么你就需要想想你能够怎么来设计或者 redesign, 重新设计你的 environment, 好让你比较容易戒掉睡前刷手机的习惯。So maybe 你的手机就要放在另外一个房间，就不要放在你睡觉的房间，不要放在你的床头柜上，不要放在你的床上，是吧？
Yeah, maybe put it somewhere out of reach, right? Where it's hard for you to get to it, and then that way you can develop this new habit of avoiding it, right?
没错。好，对，其实我觉得这些都可能是一些我们比较忽略的点。因为常常养成习惯的时候，觉得就很容易，就是说要用自己的意志力啊，对吧？就像我前面说的，一定要坚持 ，use my willpower to persist through to endure。虽然很苦啊，但是我有这个决心。那当然，这个很重要，也非常好。但是有一些像今天的这些建议 ，I think they are you know often overlooked, but I think they will really help us to formulate good habits.
Yeah, this lets you get out of needing to put all that willpower in yourself necessarily, right? You can help yourself out by designing your environment in a way that's more conducive to you actually achieving these good habits.
嗯，是，比如晚上很爱吃东西的，我想是不是可以晚上冰箱上个锁，或者煤气就切掉，对，电切掉，不能转泡面。对，well, bad example, but you guys get the point. 好，那其实很多习惯的养成是需要时间的啊，而且常常你会在一段 progress, 一段 improvements 之后，你会经历一个瓶颈，一个平原，一个 plateau。
Yeah, that's right. Number 8 is called the plateau of latent potential.
嗯，对，所以 plateau 就是我们刚刚说的平原或者瓶颈。但是呢，不要灰心 ，so don't get discouraged. 而是说一开始你就要 expect， 你就要把这个做到你的预期期望里面，可能会有瓶颈。但是这个作者他说，你要 focus on 你还有潜在的潜力可以挖掘出来，是吧？
Yeah, so 潜在 here, right, means latent. It's something that's there in waiting. It's possible, but maybe you can't see it just yet. But with this here, you want to focus on that latent potential, right? You definitely still have potential. It's there.
对，所以呢，就 you know, don't give up when you hit a plateau. Instead, 你要坚持下去，对不对？
Yeah, that's right. You have to persist, right? You need persistence to get through this plateau time period.
Okay, 所以 persist 或者名词的 persistence 意思就是你要有毅力，你要坚持下去。
That's right.
好的，那我们今天第九条好建议是什么呢？
All right, so number 9 is kind of an opposite version of one of the earlier ones, and here we have the inversion of the 4 laws.
因为前面讲到就是要养成一个好习惯有四条定律 make them obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. 但这里说到的是它的相反。
Yeah, it's inversion, right?
所以 inversion 就是 the opposite, 就这个意思是吧？
Yeah, 差不多. It means essentially it means the opposite, I'd say, yeah.
对, if something is inverted, 就是它完全倒过来,对立的。
Yeah, I almost imagine like taking a t-shirt and putting it inside out, right? It's the inverted version of a t-shirt or something.
没错,就是说衣服穿反了,那个是 inversion, 因为 opposite 还不一定是完全相对的那种相反。但是这里他说的和那个 four laws inversion 是什么意思啊?
All right, so now we have in order to break a bad habit, we want to invert those 4 laws, and we want to make it invisible, unattractive, difficult, and unsatisfying.
所以就跟刚刚那四个完全都是对立的，都是 inverted, 对吗？因为这里说到的是，如果你要戒掉一个坏习惯的话，那么你就要让这个坏习惯本身变得很难看到，不在你眼皮底下 ,invisible。
Yeah, you want to make it so you can't see it, right? It's not visible. It's invisible.
然后很没有吸引力。
It's unattractive.
对，而且做起来很艰难。
Difficult.
然后你做完之后还非常的不满足。
Not satisfying or, of course, unsatisfying.
Okay, 我就在想啊，比如说戒烟。那很多人喜欢抽烟，他就是办公室啊、家里啊，就是垂手可得，是吧？很 visible， 所以这里就是想你要把它都藏起来，就不要买。
Yeah, get rid of the cigarettes, get rid of the ashtrays, avoid other people who are smoking. That's a way to make it invisible to you, right?
How do you make it unattractive? 这个就让我想到你在国外到一个便利店啊什么的，香烟你是根本看不到的。其实他们有卖，只是 they hide the cigarettes behind the counter. They really make it invisible. 而且呢，那个香烟的盒子上面会印那种很恐怖的照片，就是说因为抽烟得的相关的疾病啊，这些就 make it 很 unattractive。
Yeah, and every time you pull out that pack of cigarettes, right, you're seeing that unattractive image. And so hopefully that would associate that negative feeling to smoking, right?
对对对，好，那只是举一个简单的小例子啊，我觉得这个还是要根据我们到底要戒掉，戒除的是什么坏习惯，自己花心思好好的想一想。
Yeah, you can apply this in all kinds of ways. It doesn't have to be a gross picture necessarily.
没错。好的，那我们今天这本书最后的一个建议就是
Continuous improvement.
这个很重要啊，就是即使你已经达到了自己的目标，你已经养成了一个好习惯，但是别忘了，你还可以更加好，还可以更加进步。
Yeah, remember that this is an ongoing process, right? Improvement is not just like an A-B thing. You're done. You finish. It's an ongoing process.
对，其实作者在书里面讲到说，这是我们可以也应该有的一个思维，就经常说这个学海无涯嘛，永无止境。There's always room for improvement. 当你 accomplish 一个 goal 的时候，也许你有新的目标，或者说我怎么能够让这个目标或者我现在这个好的习惯能带来更大的一些收获 ，to bring even bigger gains.
Yeah, it's like that saying, right? It's about the journey, right? Not the destination, kind of.
对对对。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家在今天介绍的这本书《十个关于习惯养成的好建议》里面，也听到了一些对你有用、对你有启发的观点。
Yeah, let us know what you think. Do you have any other advice you might add to this list? Or how have you applied these rules in your own life and to what habits? We'd love to hear from you.
嗯，对，或者你有什么读过的关于习惯养成非常好的书，也欢迎在留言专区里面推荐给我们。以及啊，就是在新年里面，如果你想听我们说一些现在国外的畅销书介绍给大家，那也可以通过留言来告诉我们。
All right, thanks for listening and see you next time.
对，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
再见。